Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 225, the first and the third stanza. How dear to me, O Lord of hosts, the place where thou dost dwell, the tabernacles of thy grace in pleasantness excel. My spirit longs, yea, even faints, thy sacred courts to see. My thirsting heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. And what follows, Psalter 225, the stanzas 1 and 3. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 35. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons, where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Nils Fundament, who was still in the hospital, Mrs. Judith Overeem, who was admitted to the hospital this morning hour, Mrs. Hermina Hubrexa, who hopes to turn 84, Mrs. Tiny Slingeland, 87, and Mr. and Mrs. Hank and Agatha Clock, who hope to commemorate their 40th wedding anniversary. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, another week has swiftly run its course, a week of a special day for Thanksgiving, and then also on this morning hour, then thou granteth unto us and our children, in the midst of the trials and difficulties of life, for thanksgiving, for the multitude of thy mercies. We have been the recipients of many blessings from heaven. Thou hast not dealt according as we deserve. Thou hast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. We may still all be in the precious day of grace in the land of the living. And then in this morning hour, then the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal, and we and our children the opportunity to place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony. May it please thee to grant soft and humble hearts thereunder a little bewilderment concerning all thy goodness and thy long suffering, and with profound impressions of whom thou art and we are, and of that one thing needful, that by thy free and sovereign grace we need to be born again, and as poor sinners to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, as the way back to the Father heart of the Father. And then in this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel, and the sacrament of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, it hopes to be administered. And then a week of preparation has come to an end. And then thou knowest most perfectly how that it has been in the past week, our thoughts, our meditations, our prayers, our desires, and our exercises, O Lord. Wilt thou remember those that have no wedding garment? May that become their profound need in this morning hour. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit? Lord, we humbly ask thee, because it is thy table and thy glory, that thou wilt set a watch around thy table to invite those that have received a wedding garment by thy free and sovereign grace, and who by true saving faith were enabled to embrace that wedding garment. Then it has pleased the King to institute the sacrament for the strengthening of their faith and that their lives may be more holy. Lord, thou knowest how it has been, how we have heard out of thy word of the wilderness and those parched places, where in a week of preparation the true people of the Lord, they learn how dependent upon thee they are, and that it can even come so low that not as an Israel and not even as a Jacob, but that as an Esau they are given to beg. For a people where that love has been shed abroad in the heart, a people that cannot miss thee, but that in the way, in that wilderness, that as an Esau they are given to cry bitterly, whether there is still a blessing for them, oh, even one blessing, because they learn that they have sinned it all away, that they are unworthy of the least of thy mercies, and yet it is a blessing that they cannot miss, Lord. May then this morning's service be for the glory of thy great and worthy name. We remember the manifold needs upon the face of the earth. Remember the countries at war, where there is death, where there is mourning, where there is great fears, many cares, where they are overwhelmed, the sick and afflicted, may it be used for the coming of thy kingdom. And then thou yet maketh for us and our children a difference where there is no difference, where we may still live in a land of peace. We remember the sick and afflicted. Remember the father that remains in the hospital. Thou wast given much improvement, and this week he hopes to return to his dwelling. May the means be blessed. An old widow, the oldest member of the congregation, was taken to the hospital with grave concerns. Lord, we may humbly ask thee, may it please thee to watch over her. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul. Remember so all the tried and the afflicted. May all the callings be sanctified. May it be for the saving of never dying souls. Wilt thou remember all the mourning ones amongst us? Remember the elderly ones. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help
in the administration of word and sacrament, wilt thou also bless the reading of the form for the administration of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by our fathers who have received much light, based upon thy holy word. Lord, may then our eyes be upon thee with an impression that we have nothing to plead upon. May souls have come up in this morning as that centurion of old, that he was not even worthy that thou would come under his roof, and yet he needed thee. He has said, speak the word only. He was given to believe that thou wert able to do all things. Grant then a special hour in thy house. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 164, the fourth stanzas. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste. And what follows, Psalter 164, the fourth stanzas.
Thank you.
In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Isaiah 12, and there of the second verse, the second part, and the third verse, where God's word and our text reads thus, For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Our text words speak of drawn waters out of the wells of salvation, with three thoughts. In the first place, the description of the wells. Secondly, the thirst for the wells. And thirdly, the joyful drinking out of the wells. Drawn water out of the wells of salvation. The description of the wells. The thirst for the wells. And the joyful drinking out of the wells. Beloved congregation, we read in verse 3, Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Then our first point concerns, what are we to understand by these wells of salvation? In the Hebrew language, then there are two words that have been translated as wells. The one word, a dug well, where there is water in the bottom, and the other word that refers more to a fountain. And that second word that is used in our text words. Thus a well, boys and girls, then you can picture it, a well, and where in the bottom of that well there is a fountain that brings forth fresh and pure water. Then in our text, when we read of wells of salvation, then we may also refer to God's goodness, that he supplies his creatures, as we read in Psalm 145. And then a fountain that is continually fresh, sparkling waters, and then we would say a fountain that is more for public use, because we cannot make a fountain. That is the Lord's doing. Then a fountain in the scripture, a well, that in different places is a place of meeting people, many times outside of a village or outside of a town. Then we think of Jacob, that is where he has met his bride Rachel. Eliezer has found Rebekah, the bride for Isaac. And Moses has also met the daughters of Zipporah, one of them who would become his wife. Oh, what a privilege and what a blessing it is. Then we can understand that there was joy. We read of an Eliezer
that he has worshipped the Lord. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when with the administration of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride may be given to meet the great bridegroom, to receive the broken bread, the poured out wine, when by true saving faith they may be given to behold him, and that he may speak comfortably to their soul, because we have heard it out of verse 1, and thou comfortest me. And then these wells, verse 3, therefore, that refers to the verses before. Then it is written that the wells of salvation, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Then in the scriptures, when we consider water, when we consider wells and fountains, then it refers to the work of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Because we read in Jeremiah 2 verse 13 that the children of Judah, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed themselves out cisterns which can hold no water. Then water and fountains refer to the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in John 4, John 6, and in John 7, where he speaks himself as the everlasting waters. Then when we read in our text, the Lord Jehovah, it also refers to the work of the Holy Spirit, where his work is typified by waters, in Isaiah 44 verse 3, 32 verse 15, and in other places, a word is written, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Then when we read, the Lord Jehovah is my strength and song, and my salvation, then especially it refers to that fountain. Think of Zechariah 13 verse 1, and in that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Thus that speaks of the work of the Son, what he has merited for his people, typified in the broken bread and the poured out wine. And then when the church, as we read in verse 2, he also is become my salvation. At the beginning of verse 2, God is my salvation. And at the end of the verse, he is become my salvation. Then the true people of the Lord, they can tell how Christ has become their salvation, that through him a way to be saved, through his precious meritorial work, that he has paid the price, and then that people have experienced, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Our second thought, the thirst for the wells. Because when we read in our text, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation, that implies someone that has a need and that is thirsty for water, and that had much more meaning in the days of old, and boys and girls, then you can picture a family traveling through a hot desert, and their water bottles are becoming emptier and emptier. Finally, the last drop has been drunk. Parched throats, a burning sun, hot sand, then what a desire, then it is actually a matter of death and life. Think of Hagar and Ishmael in Genesis 21, when Hagar has placed Ishmael at a place at a distance, so she would not see her growing boy die, thus especially in Bible times, then for a desert traveler, for a laborer, for a soldier, then there is extra need for those waters. And then it is with joy that a traveler in the distance even may see that well, then the if hope expectation, a well that has been prayed about, then already with the seeing of that well, then they are given to rejoice with exceeding great rejoicing. Then they may be given to praise the Lord that a well has been on their pathway, and then they eagerly approach to that well. What are we thirsting for, congregation? How has it been in a week of preparation? Have we thirsted for the things of the Lord? Or are we only thirsting riches, honor, pleasure, even sinful things which will not satisfy? Those sinful things, they are a salt water. We drink and we only become thirstier, and we shall never be satisfied. But now that spiritual thirst, and we all know what our heart goes out after, what has become the most important. We are not saying that we may not thirst after lawful things, but in the context of that living thirst for the living God. And now we read in our text, therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Because in verse 2, then the prophet has declared that the Lord Jehovah is my strength, that by the drinking of those waters, because waters, they refresh, they satisfy thirst, they cleanse, but they also strengthen the traveler that he may continue on the way. And to that end, the prophet may speak of that singing and of that joy, because the Lord is my strength and my song. And that in the context, though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away. Then the living child of God has much to do with her sin, and with the justice of God, which they can never satisfy. And then they need to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, where the psalmist has testified in Psalm 89, verse 19, that there is strength laid, help laid upon one that is mighty. Thus the thirst for the wells. Oh, Psalm 42. As the hart panteth for the water brooks, so my soul panteth for the living God. And in Psalm 63, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My soul longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. And then we read, the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. Then it becomes the song of the church when they may be given to hear of a well, that there is a well, that their thirst may be supplied. And concerning that thirst, not only to receive the forgiveness of sin, the redemption, but to experience that reconciliation and that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. Thus the song of the pilgrim traveler, when that well may be declared, a greater joy, then it shall be another song, when they may see the well, and their rejoicing only increases when that well may be declared, that fountain for public use, special invitations, that it satisfies their thirst, that they may be reconciled with the Lord. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away. And now concerning that song we read of the children of Israel in Numbers 21, verse 17. When they have dug a well, then sang Israel this song, spring up a well, sing ye unto it. And now concerning that thirst, oh, it is true, a longing, a desire, for the gifts, but a greater thirst for the giver. And to that end, therefore with joy, the finding, approaching boys and girls, you can picture it, a father and mother with children, maybe children crying and say, Father and mother, I am so thirsty, must we now die in the wilderness? Then that family, they see that well. Then also boys and girls, how glad they would be. And then they would approach to that well. But it's that now enough, boys and girls, to see that well and to look down into that well, to see that sparkling water. Oh, then they shall be given to rejoice. What now more is necessary? Because if they remain looking at that well, the thirsty people, then they shall still die. And to that end, the prophet and the church learns that it is all given good. Even that thirst, those exercises, people of God, how has it been in the past week? Has there been thirsting? Have there been souls that have begged, Lord, wilt thou now grant that thirst and exercises, an opening at the throne of grace, meditation upon those wells, a prayer unto thee, the living God, a burning heart, faith and exercise. Our third thought, the joyful drinking out of the wells. Those thirsty people, they are declared blessed. The Beatitudes Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they that thirst and hunger after righteousness. And now when we look down into that well, and the water can be very deep, what do we then need, boys and girls? Then we need a rope and a bucket. And what are we now to understand by the rope and the bucket and the exercises of grace? Then that rope, that is that true saving faith. Also a gift from above, all the church learns. It is all a gift. The well, the fountain, the water, the finding, the looking, but also the rope. We read in Ephesians 2 verse 8, for by grace are ye saved. There's a gift of God, also that faith, wrought by the Holy Spirit in the heart of his people. But then they also need a bucket, because our children can understand if you have a rope. Of course, if you have a larger rope and let it down into the water and you are thirsty enough, then you shall bring that rope up and at least try to suck the moisture out of that rope. But now what does a family now need? Then they also need a bucket at the end of the rope. And that bucket, the Lord has supplied, given to his church. That is the means of grace. It is true in the scriptures. Sometimes the fountain, the wells are also referred to as the means of grace. Think of Psalm 46 verse 4. There is a river of God that makes glad the city of God. But now the bucket, the means of grace, which the Spirit is given. Then we mention prayer. We mention the Word of God. Oh, how precious to the thirsty soul, when they may seek, when they may open, when it may be applied, when it may speak to them. Thus prayer, the Word of God, meditations upon the things of the Lord, upon his precious word, the preaching of law and gospel, but also the sacraments, also the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then the prophet is given to declare there with joy that fills the soul with joy unspeakable, when by the exercise of faith, by the work of the Holy Spirit, when the means of grace may be blessed, also the administration of the Holy Supper of the Lord Jesus Christ, when by true saving faith they may look further than the broken bread and the poured out wine, but that they may look upon him who was white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000s, who was fairer than the children of men, where it is written that grace is poured out upon his lips. Then with joy, therefore with joy, shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. How was that now possible? That a just God
to pure, to behold evil, can never step off the throne of his justice, climb on the throne of his mercy. How is it possible after our deep fallen Adam, where in our covenant head we have plunged ourselves into the deepest misery, where the Lord is angry with the sinner every day, as a people upon the earth that has learned it, that is given to weep about it, that is given to relearn it, what great sinners they remain. How is it now possible that the Lord provides such a wonderful fount of consolation, a well of salvation for his people, with those precious invitations, and where there is such an abundance, where that well can never be emptied, where it is always fresh, and when the people may drink a blessing, when it may be new, how is it now possible? That is possible, and that is declared in the sacrament, that the dear Son of God, the end of his life, that there was no well for him to drink from, but that he is hung between the heavens and the earth. No place on the earth and no place in heaven, and that he has cried out, I thirst. Thirst bodily, but more concerning the soul, where there was 3-hour darkness. That is what the broken bread and the poured out wine portrays in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And we read in Revelation 22, verse 17, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water freely. Amen. Let us sing together Psalter 421, the stanzas 3 and 4. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art, thy ways are hidden in his heart. He treads the highway to thy dwelling, though passing through a veil of tears, thy grace, O God, to him appears. And what follows, Psalter 421, the stanzas 3 and 4. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.